Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
The Cambridge Band Competition on Cambridge 105 Radio, brought to you by Strawberry Fair.
Hi, I'm Christy. We're here at the Portland Arms today for the Cambridge Band Competition 2018. We've been having a great time and we're going to start off with the under-18s.
Under-18s, Act 1, The Fifths.
Yeah, I know you won't. Is that all you're going for? Or is it just how? I can't think of the last time I saw you at my eye. And day in day down, I think that you're not all this time. It's not long till it shows. Venture outside just a little.
She's no effect, she's no effect, keeping eyes on the time, so she knows when to spit take flight. You know they'll do it.
That was The Fifths.
I'm Jamie Went.
And I'm Matt Turner.
And together you're...
The Fifths.
Amazing.
Half The Fifths.
half The Fifths. Where are the other two?
I think Jack's at work. Unfortunately, had to skip work yesterday.
Shh.
But yeah. Don't actually know where Simon is, but...
And is this your first gig?
It's our third gig, but the band was together... before I came in quite late.
Oh, so you're the newest?
Yeah.
And how's he doing as the newest?
Amazing.
Yeah. So what are your two roles in the band? What do you play, what do you sing?
So I'm a drummer.
Yeah, I'm the bassist.
And do you all go to school together? Where do you all live?
I'm in Wickham. I met Jack actually at Long Road, where three of us are Jamie's as well, and Si's at Hills Road. Si and Jack knew each other first, and then Jack found me We found Jamie in December, end of December, so not long.
Amazing. And where do you see yourselves after this today?
Well, we've got a couple of other gigs lined up.
Which are?
Well, we've got one at the Junction, and then there's a few others.
Constitution Club in Bury, St Edmunds, in 13th of April. Yeah.
And that's it for now?
That is what we've got planned for now. More being planned, and an EP on its way.
So if I was to say, add 10 years onto your age, do you think the band will still be together? Where are you guys going to be?
We're not entirely sure yet, but it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
We've got to hope so. That's always the plan.
And have you released any EPs, any music or anything as an entire band yet?
Two demos on SoundCloud now. EP coming before the end of the year.
And where can we find you? Instagram, Facebook?
Instagram, The Fifths UK. Facebook, The Fifths UK. And Twitter, The Fifths UK.
Amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
Under 18s, Act 2. Kill Liz.
This next one's called Half a Mind. Say the word, I'll renounce my throne. Don't need to be a man to know we can die alone. So I say a little prayer for your throne. Oh, you wanna change the world? That is not enough. First, please drain your heart of all its lust. Then say a little prayer for your world. And why do we force ourselves when we know our luck is over? Yeah, how can you pin your lies when your filthy soul is older than me? So I say it again now, say a little prayer for your throne. I'll say it again now, say a little prayer for your throne. I'll say it one more time, say a little prayer for sin. Say a little prayer for your at the end of the day, you can change the way you see. But as a gypsy woman, they're said to be. You're gonna wanna say a little prayer once you truly see.
Ah, yeah, the poor are rich, and the rich just cry. In the eyes of them, there's no alibi. So I'll say a little prayer for your cries. Why still avoid the eyes when to run just brings it closer? Yeah, one day you'll realize when you're looking over his shoulder. There. So I say it again now, say a little prayer for your throne. I'll say it again now, say a little prayer for your throne. I'll say it one more time. Even though you're not alone, when you're old and gray,
work out between what's been eluding you for. And I will say I do. Now there's nothing I'd rather do. A half of mine for two. I still can't say I knew, but I will say I did. I still can't say I knew. I'll just keep on.
Under 18s, Act 3, Seraph.
My name's Bo, I play bass.
I'm Ben, I'm the rhythm guitarist and singer.
I'm Zachariah, I'm the drummer.
I'm Jacob, I'm the lead guitarist.
And together you are Seraph, yeah? And this is your first ever gig?
Yeah, yeah, first ever gig outside of, you know, school performances. Yeah.
And what school and village or do you live in and go to?
We're from Cherry Hinton, the three of us. And Ben?
I live in Trumminton. We all went to Netherhall.
Yeah, that's how we met. We met at secondary school in Netherhall.
Okay, and how old are all of you?
So I'm 17.
I'm still 16.
Yeah, I'm still 16 as well.
19.
And who's like the leader? Who does all of the decision making in the band then?
It's gonna start some fights.
It's between the two brothers. So Bo and Jacob.
Who writes the most out of us there?
See, he writes all the songs. I just organise stuff. I try to.
And what have you been doing before you did this gig? So what's the lead up to this? What have you guys been up to?
Non-stop practice.
Yeah, as like Bo said, I mean, if I'm being honest, this is kind of like the kick up the behind that we needed, really. Yeah. So it's just a lot of practicing. And
yeah, trying to write songs, you know, we're trying to work out recording so that we can get like an EP out or something, you know.
Favourite song that you guys play that you think gets the most attention?
I'd say we have this song called The Wanderer that I've heard the most positivity about.
Yeah.
So that one.
That one hits pretty well with, you know, the audience. So. Yeah.
Where do you guys see yourselves in a couple of years? What are you going to do after this?
Glastonbury.
Oh, no, in all seriousness, I'd say just honestly, just seeing people like vibing with us and smiling, that's all that we need, really.
Well, you never know, Glastonbury could be a possibility, couldn't it? Who inspires you, though? Who really inspires you? Who do you listen to the most?
That's a wide variety. So much, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go around and ask you for two people or bands that you listen to the most.
Oh, that's tough. I'd say, for me, probably Red Hot Chili Peppers and Megadeth.
I'd say probably also Megadeth and Ozzy Osbourne.
I'd say Iron Maiden and Red Hot Chili Peppers as well.
Megadeth and X Japan. They're a good band.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Balcony, dressed so modestly,
Under 18s, Act 4, Pretty Ace.
Taisha,
Montana,
Kira,
Martine.
And together Pretty Ace, who were the winners of the Cambridge 105 Radio One to Watch last year. First question, what have you been doing in the last 12 months?
Lots of gigging, recording our own music, and we've now got an EP out. So yeah, we've been pretty busy doing that, really.
And you're all sisters, aren't you, if I remember correctly? Yeah. Who's the oldest and who's the youngest? You're the oldest.
Yes.
You're the youngest. And which one's in charge? Or is this negotiations? How did the band come together in the first place?
We all just fell into it, really. Everyone, we all played our own instruments. And then one day we just thought, oh, let's make a band. We might as well.
Are you a musical family?
Yeah, we are very musical.
Mum and Dad play anything or?
No, not Mum and Dad, but our Uncle Ed, he was in a band, he's really good. And he was sort of what also helped us get into being a band and inspiration.
Where do you rehearse as well? Do you rehearse at home?
Yeah, we've got like a band room in the back of our garden.
Do the neighbours enjoy your music?
We hope so. No complaints yet, yeah. So...
This is a pretty little thing.
My friend.
Thank you.
Right, first off, I'll say who won the audience cheer. And that was very narrow, and that was Sarah. Obviously, someone else might get a louder cheer in the next two heats. You never know, but at the moment, they're in the running for the wild card slot. And looking at the scores, it's a pretty tight competition. But the unanimous decision of the judges was that the winner of this heat is Kim Lynch. So congratulations to Kim Lynch. Well done to everyone who took part today.
Tom.
Sam.
Harry.
Rowan.
Okay, and what instruments do you play each then?
I play drums.
Guitar.
I'm a singer.
I play guitar as well.
So why the name Kill Liz?
It's, I don't know. It just...
I mean, yeah, we just...
Like the three L's, it looks quite good.
Okay. And...
We don't actually hate the Queen.
I didn't even think of that, but great, thanks. Just one.
Yes.
And how do you feel about that?
Very, very happy. Very good, unexpected.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not expecting it.
Have you won anything before?
This is the first competition we've done.
Yeah, wow, so, amazing. Yeah. You've just won your first competition. What have you been doing before this then?
Wednesday we had a gig in Hackney and no one came.
Oh, guys. Well, this is such an improvement then. So everyone's calm and you won.
Yeah, we've just been like gigging about Cambridge and
small pubs
and stuff mainly.
And what do you plan to do after this?
We got like exams and stuff. In the summer, we hope to like, you know, proper push on with it.
Yeah,
I guess.
Push on. We get in the recording studio, record some more demos and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And what song do you play that gets the most like everybody pumped up? Everybody goes wild.
People calling usually.
Some yeah. People calling.
People calling. Yeah.
Okay. 5 years time. Where do you guys see yourselves? I want to know.
Top of the ladder.
Yeah.
Head on.
Top of the food chain. That is the dream.
Yeah. Nebworth Park. We'll be there.
What are your top five bands or people that play music that inspire you the most? I'm going to take one from each of you.
Well, Liam Gallagher.
The Beatles, has to be.
Stone Roses.
Led Zeppelin.
Amazing. Thanks so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much.
This is our last song. It's called Pure Controlling. Check us out on Facebook if you like what you hear.
I talk just to get what I want. This interruption just corrupted what I'm trying to do. Whoever knew what you were going through. 10 years have passed, still your cold flag. Something was wrong, you know, it seems to nothing. You're all that I want, and you're all that I need. I seek no comfort and please, there ain't no turning back. Cause I'm fixed on the thought and there's nothing ever changing them. Cause you're all that I want, and you're all that I need. I seek no comfort and please, no, there ain't no turning it back. I wonder where you are now, just to see that look on your face. Cause we're roaring, you're controlling the dream. You're controlling the dream. And I keep it slow, just to catch my breath. I need a rest, I ain't got nothing left for the fool. Staying down and always giving. I ride and I watch the fire lick around your face. Your head so hot you're like a human race. With no clue of how to run or how to idolize. But you're all that I want and you're all that I need. I seek no comfort and please, there ain't no turning back. Cause I'm fixed on the thought, and there's nothing ever changing that.
we right now? So see that look on your face, cause we're roaring, they're controlling the dream. Oh yeah, alright. You're all that I want, and you're all that I need. I see no comfort in please, no, 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 there ain't no turning it back. Alright, I wonder where you are now, just to see that look on your face. Cause we're roaring, you're controlling the dream. Oh, yeah, alright, now we're controlling the dream.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio. So we've heard from the under-18s and they were absolutely amazing. We're going to be giving you all of the highlights from this year's competition. We're going to go in with the over-18s and see how good they are.
Heat 1, Act 1, Lemon Days.
This next song's called Thunderlying. It's relatively new. We really enjoy this song and I hope you do. Thanks so much again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Once again, thanks to Greg and Swarmy for putting us on. Thank you.
I'm Rosie.
I'm Isis.
Seb.
John C.
And together you're Lemon Days, yeah? So how long have you been together as a band then, guys?
2 years?
2 years.
Yeah. But not this lineup. Me and Isis have been a band for 2 years. People have come and gone since then.
But this lineup since October.
And are you planning to stay that way?
Yeah. This is the best lineup we've ever had.
Oh, that's so nice. So how did you all meet? Where were you all from, firstly?
I met Isis and Rosie just from like college and stuff, like mutual friends. And
Where's that college?
Long Road.
You all from the same college?
No. I've been Hills.
You went to Hills.
Yeah. And how old are you all?
18.
You're all 18. So last year you were in the under 18s. Yeah. Do you find it different being in the over 18s to the under 18s? Is it a different feel?
We haven't played yet. So
but from the vibes you're getting, do you think it's a little bit different?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's later. So
it's not in the daytime, which is better.
And what's the song that you play that gets you the most recognition and gets people moving more than others?
That's a tough one.
There's one person who's obsessed with Tremolo, but Zesty's a good one.
I'd say like the one that gets us the most recognition is Io for sure.
No, I was going to say
like, okay.
Heat 1, Act 2, the John Preston Tribute Band.
The pressure mounts. And I feel the heat. I'm chewing up and I'm getting beat. The world assails me as I try to control. I'm getting sucked into a hole. So I turn on you, the one that I know. I make you suffer and I make you know. The knife in my heart, the poison in my veins. I fuel the fire again and again. Bad mood, bad mood. It's killing me and hurting you. Bad mood, mad mood. It's killing me and hurting. Yet I give you bloody hell. I lose sight of my vow. Red mist obscures the view. Strikes at the very heart of me and you. Bad mood. Bad. It's killing me and hurting you. Bad mood. Bad mood. It's killing me and hurting you. Murders made from this. Hearts can break from this. Was I made from this? I am sick from this. Bad mood. Bad mood. It's killing.
killing me and hurting you.
And this is the John Preston Tribute Band.
That is correct. There's also Dave, he's out there tuning up the drum kit.
And you're John Preston?
Yes, allegedly I am.
So this is a tribute to yourself?
Partly. Partly it's a tribute to myself, and it's also to the a comment on that most bands are in fact tribute bands these days.
You think they sound, even if they're not a tribute band, they sound too samey?
Derivative, yes. Yeah, so our derivativeness is on the plate.
So how long have you been together as a group?
The band, I think we started writing stuff around 2006 and doing gigs and things, and our first recording was about 2010, and then a long playing CD 2013, and we've just released a download single, Too Much Ag, which is a protest against factory farming and making chicken feed in the village of Stoke Ferry, West Norfolk, where we live. Okay,
so that's within the 30-mile radius.
The 30-mile radius. I did put the correct postcode in the application, but somehow we got into the competition. See, the thing is, I thought I was applying to play the Strawberry Fair, and then they go, "Oh well, congratulations! You're in the Cambridge Band."
It's the heats. It's kind of the it's a knockout to the Jeux Sans Frontières. This is what's happening here.
So is there going to be the mini marathon?
The mini marathon or the Fil Rouge, according to which version you might have been watching. I did some tests last year. We had a couple of bands. I think the band who won it was from Down and Market. I thought, Down and Market, that's nowhere near Cambridge.
No.
It is 30 miles away, but only as the crow flies, not necessarily if you're getting there by car or bicycle.
Yes, well, Stoke Ferry is pretty much same
kind of scenario.
It's our town for grooving and shopping, yes.
Have you been previous bands before? Is this something you've always done, or have you come to later on?
Playing Cayley bands, jazz bands, function bands, and decided to make the mistake of doing an originals band too late in life, really. So, which is why we are, in fact, a tribute band. Because we haven't go through all the stages of success, playing toilets all around the country, and then the subsequent demise, and then somebody covering your songs when you're
dead. But you do get bands, I'm thinking of one in particular, who do some very nice original songs, they perform here, and then they make their money from doing the tribute and the covers at the weddings.
Oh, do they? Yeah, I guess we're a bit like that. So yes, so we make no money doing this, and then we make a bit of money doing other things.
Yeah. Hope it goes well for you tonight.
I've got a new flag made in Vietnam. Everyone thinks it stands for England. This hallowed flag from threads of vine. It's made by the million on a production line. It's a white flag with a big red cross, and child labour helped to cut the cost. This synthetic silk sweatshop rag stained with the colours of my new flag. My new flag. See my new flag, it's in a shrink-wrapped bag. It's a cultural tag. I've got a Chinese flag in red, white and blue. The fabric's so thin that I can see through. That it separates me from you. Thus we are subjugated by the view.
washed over yesterday's news. Blue is the blood of a privileged chalice in Uber rallies down at Buckingham Palace with my new flag. It was made in China for our chick called Regina. I wave my new flag. Let's wave, man. See my flag, I wave it hard, and I stick it on the pole in my backyard, and I let you know where I stand. Ooh, I'll get off my land, and I got two flags on my Japanese car that Master raised. Ain't a going very far, I got a plastic flag on a plastic stick. When I wave it, I look like a flag waving man. Yes, I am a flag waving man. Yes, I am flagging it up, but this is flagging, this flag waving scam. Yes, I'm a flag waving man. Yes, I am a flag waving man. Yes, I am flagging it up, but this is flagging, this flag waving sham.
Eat 1, Act 3, False Adults.
All right, we've got one tune left. It's been a lot of fun being up here tonight.
Yo, I'm MC iPod from False Adults.
I'm LXC from False Adults.
And I'm Dronic from False Adults.
Right, so I'm with False Adults. That has to be distinctly different, I reckon, from anything else I've seen at the band competition before. It's almost, it's half music, half art installation.
Well, you know, we're just trying to keep it real. You know, we're just a whole bunch of MCs straight out of Cambridgeshire. You know, we're just doing our own thing. You know, we saw other bands play there and stuff, and you know, we're just a little bit different.
And is it part of the performance, really, to have the video projection up there? Is that typical of a hip-hop band, if we were to see one somewhere else?
Yeah, I'd say it is, because we don't have like as many live instruments on stage. It's sort of, you know, we need something else to get what we're about across to the audience. So we've got flashing lights, we've got the screens, you know, we've got our crazy, you know, out of this world personas, you know, just anything to get across the, you know, the size of what we're trying to do.
And are the personas you? Is it an extension of yourselves, or...?
Us with the volume turned up.
And you're there working with a Mac, and is there a keyboard hidden up there as well?
There is a keyboard, and a lot of it's kind of, I don't know, we're just trying to work on stuff constantly, and I'm playing the keyboard more now than I have done before.
So how much then is laid down previously, and how much is actually performed live? Obviously the vocals are live, but on your side of things?
That is a trade secret.
The themes, are they typical hip-hop themes, or is it hip-hop with a Cambridge flavour?
We're a bit nerdy. I mean, we're not out of Compton. You know, Cambridge is a relatively well-to-do place, but we sing about things we like video games and wrestling and
pizza
and all that, and
it's who we are. I mean, it wouldn't be us, it wouldn't be legitimate if we tried to be some kind of, like, you know, Compton or Bronx gangsters. That's not who we are. We're three guys from Ealing, Cambridge, so that's how we are.
Yeah, shouts to Delegates of Culture as well. They paved the way, man.
Okay, guys, thanks very much for taking part.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The winner of the first heat of the Over 18s element of Cambridge Band Competition 2018 is Len and Dave. So congratulations. And the contender for the wild card, remember that can change as the weeks go on, but the contender for the wild card is the John Preston Tribute Band. Yeah. Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you all for supporting Cambridge Band Competition. Thank you all for supporting Strawberry Fair. Thank you all for performing. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for clapping. Thank you, Will, for the sound. And that's it, go home!
This next one's called Io. It's about the moon, I don't know why.
It starts off really slow but builds up, so you better be dancing by
the
end.
Get into it, it's fun.
Congratulations to Kill Lids for winning the under-18s competition and Lemon Days in the over-18s. They were only in the under-18s last year. We'll be back next Wednesday at 9 with highlights from Heat 2. Coming next is EJ Allen with Let the Geek Out. That's after the latest from the Sky News Centre. Bye.